The feel of your cock head sliding over my drenched pussy and circling my wet clit. That will be my undoing. That's when I break. When you're so close to penetrating me and you make me wait. Fuck. I will do anything in that moment. I will say anything in that moment. Anything to get you inside me. Should I call you Daddy? Sir? My good boy? In that moment when you hold me on the edge, you're my master. I'm not above begging. I'll give you my puppy dog eyes and my bitten lip. I'll whine and whimper, writhing in the sheets, until you tell me to shh and put your fingers in my mouth. Sucking your fingers helps distract me until I slide my tongue down to the apex of your two fingers. At the same time, you slap my pussy with your cock. And I recall the moment before this when you slid your tongue down to the apex of my thighs and feasted on me until you coaxed that wet, creamy nectar from me. Suddenly I'm shaking. My body jolts with every hard slap of your length, and I can't take it. I'm more than broken. I'm mindless and incoherently mumbling. I'm lost in sensation, just waiting, longing, reaching for the crest of the wave I'm riding. There's only you, only the need, the ache for you to fill my pussy and be one with me. My eyes open and I see you. My God, the look on your face. You are so fucking proud of me and of the power you hold. But also, you are just as desperate as me. You are the master here, and the world is turning sideways. I scream your name and raise my hips, my feet planted firmly on the bed. Your fingers move to my shoulder in a slippery slide of saliva. I hear your voice as if I'm underwater. It's a tether pulling me back. Baby girl. I'm your baby girl, and you promise me forever. As your fingers interlace with mine, hope leaps in my chest. This is it. Your mouth collides with mine as you sheath your length inside my dripping cunt. Fucking finally. I'm pinned to the bed by your weight and your grip and your mouth. That groan that begins in you like a mast about to snap ends in me with quivers and quakes. You move in me with slow, hard strokes, mounting and pounding. It is bliss. We are one. In this moment of ecstasy, there is no more breaking. I'm being put together again, piece by piece. As I hold you nearer to me with my heels pressed against your backside, and we topple over the crest together.